I'm Freda Bluestein. I'm a faculty member at the School of Government at UNC Chapel Hill.
Okay, and you have written extensively about North Carolina's Dillon's rule. Is that correct?
Yes, and the lack of home rule, and those are sort of two different things, but yes.
Can you explain those two things for us?
Sure. Local governments across the country in every state get their authority from the state. So there's no mention of local governments in the federal constitution. It's a state-by-state thing, and local governments are creatures of state government. But the authority that they have differs from state to state. And in a majority of states in this country, local governments have what's called home rule. And that is basically a delegation of authority either in the state constitution or by legislation or both that gives them general authority over matters of municipal concern. That situation exists, and when it does, it actually, in some cases, actually limits the ability of the state to preempt the local authority if the matter is something that a court determines to be a matter of municipal control. And I've written about the fact that it's not always clear what is within that sort of delegation, but it's a broad delegation. In North Carolina, we don't have any home rule. What we have is complete authority on the part of the legislature through the constitutional framework to define local governments and to delegate all of their authority. So literally in North Carolina, the only authority that local governments have is that which is delegated explicitly or implicitly by the state legislature, and they are without limitation in preempting the authority, as they did in House Bill 2. So that is something that's completely within the scope of their authority. Dillon's rule refers to the idea that delegated authority to local governments, and again, it actually can apply even in a home rule state, Dillon's rule is a rule of narrow construction so that if there's a question about whether something a local government has done is within the scope of its delegated authority, courts in some states and sometimes in North Carolina will apply Dillon's rule to look very narrowly and carefully at that, giving the legislature really the deference in terms of whether they intended to delegate the authority or not.
Okay, so when you look at House Bill 2, you just said that they were well within their authority. So the North Carolina legislature's action should hold up in court, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And is there any doubt in your mind about that?
No.
Okay, so I was just speaking with Sarah Preston, who is the executive director of the ACLU of North Carolina, and the ACLU is preparing litigation on this. So I talked to her about on what grounds they could do that. She mentioned that this bill was born out of animus towards the LGBT community. If they are able to prove that that is the case, could they prevail in court?
That would be a constitutional claim, and that would be under the United States Constitution. What I'm saying is I have no question in my mind that they have the authority under the structure that we have in North Carolina to preempt this action. Whether it's unconstitutional is a separate question.
Oh, I see. So it is possible that the ACLU could actually win their lawsuit, is what you're saying.
On different grounds, right. So just to be clear, I don't want your listeners to think that I'm saying that there's no challenge. What I thought you meant was the question you were asking was whether they were within their authority to do it. And that means to me, do they have the authority to limit the powers of local governments? And they absolutely do. Really almost without limitation under our constitutional structure. But they can't enact something that violates people's constitutional rights, but that's a different angle of challenge.
I think those are the questions I had. Is there anything else about this that you want to say?
The only thing I would say is that some of the folks that I've talked to about this have asked how it compares to other states. Obviously, the structure is different, but it is the case, based on my research from a little while ago, that when there is, even in a home rule state, where there's a lawsuit or a challenge as to whether something is within the scope of that municipal control, it's almost always about something that's controversial. And so the case law in other states is full of cases that have to do with things like gun control or benefits to same-sex partners who work for government. And so it's not surprising that these things emerge, even in cases where there is home rule. When it's a controversial issue, it's not uncommon for the state to want to weigh in, and then you have this set up with a question of whether the state or the municipality should be the one to decide the policy question. The thing about North Carolina is if it's a question as between whether it's the municipality's right to decide the policy issue or the state's, it's always going to be the states because there is no home rule.
And have you seen lawsuits like the one that we're about to see potentially? Have you seen them play out in other states already?
I haven't, because I think some of the states and the cities that have done this are probably in home rule states, but I will say I have not researched that. I know it's been controversial in other states, and some of them have backed down because of the business, you know, sort of in the opposition, but I haven't looked at whether people have raised that legal issue in those situations.
Freda, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure.